Hey, welcome to the party.
Let's have a back at the party moment. We are looking for a new way to see the world.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the back of the party with Megan. This is my brand new podcast brought to you in partnership with my friends at Zoda Pop, and you can expect new episodes every Monday night at 8 p.m. And if you're listening to the audio version, there is a video version available on Spotify and YouTube, so come join the party however you wish. Let's head to the back of the party and dive right in into our first episode. For the first episode, I thought it would be good if I walked you through what you can expect from this podcast in the next 9 episodes, as well as a little bit more about the inspiration behind the podcast and the name Back of the Party. So this series is inspired by a tagline that I've really held close to my heart, and it's a new way to see the world, which, to be honest, is a question that I've thought about a lot. And if you follow me on social media, I think you would have seen me discuss this question in many different iterations, right? Whether I say a new way to see the world, or a different way to see the world, or busy creating new worlds, they all essentially reflect this same question of, is there another way to see the world? And I think a lot of this curiosity developed out of my love for the arts and my studies in political science, political theory. But funnily enough, this line, a new way to see the world, actually came from this Instagram post that I saw from this artist that I like. And it was very simple. It was in a carousel post. And she had this like really strange looking photo of a girl at a table. And on the top of the photo, she scrawled the words, "Is there another way to see the world?" And on the bottom it said, "Yes." And I guess it was just a very unassuming Instagram post. But it's really come to motivate a lot of things that I create or I do, including this podcast. So every episode is essentially gonna center this line, a new way to see blank, right? So they're gonna be fun episodes like a new way to see dating apps, where I'm gonna spill some of my best dating app stories. There are also gonna be more personal episodes. So like a new way to see university, a new way to approach health and wellness, where I'll share a little bit more about my journey and those two areas. And then there are episodes that are going to be a little bit more informative. For example, a new way to approach traveling, where I'm going to talk a bit more about traveling solo, especially as a female who travels solo. So that's a little bit of what you can expect from the upcoming 9 episodes, along with some other topics that I haven't revealed yet. So you just have to keep coming back every Monday night. But the gist of it is that I'm going to be talking about a different topic every week that is commonly talked about maybe in the media, in your day-to-day, with friends, with colleagues, but configuring a different way to see it. So why did I choose to name it Back of the Party with Megan? I think when I was brainstorming ideas, I really wanted a name that was sort of intuitive. Like when you heard it, you would kind of immediately get what kind of vibe I was going for, right? And with Back of the Party, what I wanted to capture was that elusive, fleeting, rare connection that you sometimes find when you just hang at the back of the party, instead of being at the center of the action, like where everybody's dancing and screaming and having fun, when you sort of just like hang back with a drink and just end up talking to this random stranger that you would have not met otherwise, and you end up having these conversations that kind of like expand your worldview a little bit or prompt you to start thinking about things in a different way or to consider things in a different light than how you had done before. And I think besides the vibe that I wanted to capture, the podcast name was also inspired obviously by some of my academic interests and some of my interests in the art. And I think these two topics are things that are going to come up intermittently, just because I'm going to be sharing my different perspectives across all these different topics, right? And a lot of these perspectives have been built through my experience in the arts or in research, right? So it's very difficult for me to remove them or isolate them in a way. And I hope that this also opens up a different way for you to view things, right? Because I understand, obviously, that not everybody is super involved in the arts. You know, not everybody has gone through an arts education or an education in political theory. So I hope that this presents sort of like a new perspective for you to consider. So I want to talk a little bit more about my academic interests and how it sort of inspired this podcast. I think one of the big turning points for me that really prompted me to consider this question a lot more seriously was writing my graduation thesis. So I don't want to get too deep into the academics of it all too early on in the podcast, but I think with my thesis, what I was trying to look into was this question of what's next for the Singaporean art scene. I think we're at a point where there is a lot of scattered development socially and statistically, so I sort of wanted to ask what's next for our Singaporean artists, for our audiences, for our policymakers. And I think because of that, at the heart of my thesis and a lot of what I came to create afterwards was sort of to ask, what am I allowed to hope? Because when I ask what's next, I'm sort of considering what's available for us in our future, right? And if we talk about envisioning the future, there has to be some sort of feasibility to it. Because if not, then the things that I would come to write or create would not be grounded in any sort of reality and would not be something that I could feasibly come to expect in the future. And I think this question also resonates with me personally, because I think I'm someone who has come to see things in sort of like a very bleak or like existential perspective. But I've been having conversations with friends recently, and a couple of them have sort of said the same thing to me, like the same sentiment but in different ways, which is that I have to hope, because if I didn't hope for anything, or if I didn't believe that any good things still existed, then I wouldn't do anything at all. And I had a conversation with a friend recently, and I told him, like, I want to believe so badly that good things exist, but I just don't know how to get there in a way that feels real and believable to me, that doesn't just sound like optimism, like, you know, the toxic optimism that you get on your social media feed, like, no, it's always like a new day, there's always like good things ahead of you. Like, that just really doesn't sit well with me. I think because I'm somebody who really considers things from a lot of different angles in order to be able to arrive at a conclusion that feels like authentic to me, right? And feels like something that I can ruminate on for a long time to come. But at the same time, I think the more people expressed that sentiment to me, the more I kind of had to sit with it. And it made me realize that there is a certain degree of truth in it. Like, I have to be compelled to believe that good things exist in order for me to have any sort of hope at all, in order for me to want to continue creating any new thing. And it also made sense for the central question that I had going on in my head of, is there a new way to see things? Because if I didn't believe that there was anything new or good, then I wouldn't be looking for a new way to see things. So I think what I'm trying to do with this podcast at the same time is to workshop new ways to look at, I guess, tired topics and ask if there is a different way we can see it, a different way to consider it or talk about it that would give us a little bit more hope and a little bit more autonomy in our day-to-day life, in order to not feel like everything we do is pointless and so predetermined, like nothing we do actually has any real sort of like implication or impact. Because then why would we be doing anything at all? That's a question that we'll come to unpack more and more in the following episodes, so stay tuned for that. Okay, so now that we've gotten the more serious stuff out of the way, let's talk about some of like the funny names that came up in the workshopping experience. And I really have to like shout out to all my good friends out there who have helped me arrive at this podcast name, which I'm really happy we did, because the other names were actually kind of terrible. These two are quite similar. So the first one is Megan's Culture Club. And then the second one was Megan's Culture Couch, because I was like, oh, I'm going to sit on a couch and podcast and talk about culture. The first problem with that is that there are like 100 other podcasts with that name. But also at the same time, I felt that giving it like a culture-related name was kind of like boxing myself in. I wanted to be able to have the freedom to talk about anything and everything in my podcast episodes. So I was like, okay, I need to broaden the scope a little bit more. So besides that, I also workshopped some book related ideas. And if you follow me on social media, you will know that I am a big reader. I've always loved reading since I was young. And I don't know if any of you are Judy Blume readers, but that was what I read growing up. So one of the ideas that I had was based on this book called Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. And I was thinking of using the name Are You There? It's Me, Megan, to sort of illustrate the idea of speaking to like the nothingness and not knowing where this conversation is really gonna land, who it's gonna resonate with, like what the impact is gonna be, but doing it anyway, which I think is an important creative motivation, right? I always learned that the act of creating or the process of creating is more important than the result. And I do resonate with that, but I think I wanted the podcast name to sort of reflect my hope for where this podcast would be going to. I think with social media like TikTok, like Instagram, my problem was always that I felt like I didn't have a medium that was expansive enough for me to talk about things in a really like rigorous manner the way I would like to, right? Because on Instagram, you're really just limited to like captions, 15-second stories. On TikTok, the attention span is even shorter, which is something that I will get into in a future episode. But I wanted to create this podcast to allow myself a platform where I could really engage in conversation with you guys in a way that reflects my interests and my thoughts very authentically and in the most sort of expansive way that is available to me at the moment. Now, the podcast title that I hung on to for a long, long time, for like months actually, and I fully thought that this was going to be the actual podcast title, is The Long Story Short with Megan. And I had this whole idea in my head. I was like, oh my god, that's so cool. Like, at the end of every podcast episode, I'm going to be like, okay, so the long story short is, and then I provide like a little summary of the episode. I was like, wow, I'm so clever. But then I went online and then I realized that, again, there are like 100 other podcasts with the name Long Story Short. And most of these podcasts are actually book podcasts, which I guess makes sense, right? Like if you're going to condense like your book reading into a short podcast, okay, long story short. But I was like, okay, you know what? I'm still going to name my podcast Long Story Short because I'm not going to be talking about books. I'm going to be talking about something completely different. So no harm done. I better lock this name down on social media. So I start typing in like at the long story short, at long story short. And then I found out that obviously the username was already taken because long story short is not like some original term I created. It's like an actual phrase that people have been using for years and years. So I put the name The Long Story Short, I think it's The Long Story Short or Long Story Short, into the Instagram search bar. And then I see that this lady has already taken the name. And you can just tell that the account is inactive. It has like 10 posts. It has nothing on the bio. The profile picture is like this picture, I think, of a lady and her baby, and it uses some of those like default Instagram filters like sepia or something like that. Like, you just know that nobody who's actually using Instagram in this day and age is using those filters, okay? So I was like, okay, you know what, if she's inactive, maybe I'll buy this username from her, right? But I message her and I get no response because this lady's inactive, right? Maybe she doesn't even have the Instagram app, okay? And her account is private, so I can't even like comment and be like, hey, I sent you a DM, please check your DMs. Okay, so the only clue I have is that on her bio, there is this website. I think it's something like longstoryshortphotography.com. Okay, so I click into the link, and the link is dead. And this really frustrates me, guys, because like every single sign is pointing to the fact that this Instagram account is inactive and I want to use it. Like, I would actually put it to good use, right? But now I have no way of contacting this lady. So the account is dead, the website is dead. I'm like, what should I do? I put the name Long Story Short Photography into Google search, and then the Facebook page comes up. The Facebook page, which is also inactive, by the way. I was like, you know what? People still use Facebook. So I drop her a DM and I'm like, hey, are you the owner of at Long Story Short on Instagram? Can I buy this username from you? She left me on red like literally like 10 minutes after I sent her that message. Okay, I think this is like maybe 6 months back and I was not ready to get the podcast off the ground yet. So I was like, you know what? Never mind. I have other things to like focus on at the moment. So then I come back to it like 6 months later, which is like the later end of 2022, right? And I message her, I'm like, hey, sorry to bother you again. Like, I want to buy this account off you because I'm planning to start a podcast. And then I even comment on her, like her post, like, hey, I dropped you a message, so that she would see the message, right? And that's why I'm so angry, because it's like, if you don't want to sell me the username, why don't you just tell me, right? And so okay, I'm really not proud to say this. I'm really, really not proud to say this. I wonder if I should even be saying this, but I start to like harass her Facebook page and like the people who have commented on her Facebook page before. And okay, in my defense, I don't really use Facebook that much, so I'm not that familiar. I didn't realize that when it shows like the little icon next to the message, it means that it's been read. So I just thought that like she wasn't receiving my message, right? And this is like urgent, like I want to get my podcast up on the road, right? So I start going into her old posts, and I do a scan of like who likes and interacts and comments on their posts the most, because those people, those loyal supporters of Long Story Short Photography, which is like seems like a small sort of photography business, are probably like maybe friends or family of these people, right? So then I start messaging these people. I'm like, hey, sorry to bother you, but do you happen to know the owner of the Long Story Short Photography? Because I want to buy over their dead Instagram account for my podcast. So if there's any way you could put me in touch with the owners, that would be wonderful. And I send out like 5 of these messages. I mean, okay, 5 doesn't sound like that much, but it's still kind of wacky considering that like I was really going into their old Facebook page. Like, can you imagine commenting on something like 5 years ago, and then 5 years later, like this random Asian girl is all up in your DMs like, hey, do you know this person? I want to buy their Instagram account. And for the record, like these people that I was messaging were not like teens or millennials. They were like old ladies. Like probably like old grandmas just using Facebook to keep in contact with like their children or grandchildren. But then I had a good think about it, and I was like, you know what? Let's not get too hung up on this. Let's not get too hung up on this name. After 6 months of waiting, I thought that to myself. Let's think of a new name. So then that's when I started workshopping even more names. This time a little bit more specific, because this was 6 months later and I had sort of had more time to think about it, had more conversations with friends. And because of that, I was a little bit more sure of the direction in which I wanted to take my podcast into. Now that I knew I had this central idea of like hope and a new way to see things in my head, right? Some of the names that came up was like A Permit to Hope, A Workshop in Wonder, A World in Wonder. Why I didn't end up choosing those names was just because I felt like they almost sounded too hopeful. I didn't want my podcast to be one of those self-help, self-care podcasts that are like a dime a dozen in this economy, right? I wanted it to convey something that felt a little bit more unique to me. And so let me tell you the exact place that I stumbled upon the name Back of the Party. And it's actually from a song lyric, from a song called Lovers Stay Right for Each Other, by one of my favorite local artists, favorite local singers, Lin Ying. So this is a song that had really stuck with me like since it was released. And this specific line, and the line goes, flowers start falling and good things come calling, and up to a point I can't hide that I'm dancing to pieces with all my diseases at the back of the party, confusing myself all night. I think these lyrics kind of like grew with me throughout the year, because when I first clung on to the lyrics, I was coming from a place of like oh gosh, I feel like I'm at the back of the action. Like everybody is sort of like moving on to a new stage of life, right? Because I just graduated mid this year, and everybody was already like finding a job, everybody was getting ready to graduate, but I felt like I wasn't ready to graduate at all. I felt like I want to stay here and I want to keep attending like political theory lessons, and I'm not done learning. I want to continue writing. And it felt like everybody was just already like moving up ahead. So when I heard the line, at the back of the party, confusing myself all night, it just, like the imagery was so stuck. I just imagined myself like at the back of the action, like just literally being so confused. But as the year progressed, I feel like the lyrics sort of like took a new meaning for me as I became more comfortable with where I was at, as I came to terms with the fact that I was sort of like on a different path as my friends. So this line, at the back of the party, confusing myself all night, took on like a different meaning when I combined it with the lyrics that came before it, which was good things come calling and up to a point I can't hide. And it's like, oh yeah, like what if I'm at the back of the party and I'm confused, but there are good things. There are good things happening. And this confusion, like, is not a bad thing. Some of the research as well, and some of the writing that I've done as well, essentially says that chaos is a good thing. The fact that there is chaos in this world and the fact that there is like confusion in this world opens up this space for us to create new things, for us to look at new things and to envision things that don't already exist, right? Because if there is chaos, if there is confusion, it kind of points to this idea that you can organize it and reorganize it in a way that is meaningful to you or to the community around you or to like the greater society around you. Right? And as it turns out, after all my talking, I basically looped back to my academic interests and motivations. I think that will happen a lot. But I'm going to try and keep it, you know, as bite-sized as possible, as accessible as possible. Because I do think that these things are like genuinely interesting, right? But I also get that not everybody is going to have the time to actually dive into it. So that's what you can expect from this podcast. And I hope that, you know, all of this has been a good introduction to what you can expect in the next 9 episodes. But I also really want this podcast to be a conversation space for the both of us, right? Obviously, there are topics that I've already lined up just because I'm personally interested in them. And I know that some of you guys out there are through our conversations on social media. But besides that, you can drop me a DM or leave us a comment on the Instagram page. That's at Back of the Party Chat at BACKOFTHEPARTYCHAT, Back of the Party Chat on Instagram, or on my personal social media at Meggy Chia, that's at MEGGYCHIAAAA, that's 4 A's. You can find me on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube. And besides chatting with me on social media, drop us a follow at Back at the Party Chat, at Meggy Chia, and share this podcast on your Instagram stories, guys. I think it makes for a really pretty Instagram story because we've got a beautiful podcast cover that we spend a lot of time and effort into creating. Hope you guys like that one too. Just a little Back at the Party nugget for you. Share this podcast with your friends. It'll help me so much. It's available anywhere you stream podcasts. That's Spotify, Apple. We also are available on YouTube. Whether you want to do video or audio, there's something for everybody. Thanks for joining me at the back of this party, and I'll see you at the next party 2 weeks from now, Monday, 8 p.m. And yeah, woo! Woo! First podcast party done! Yay! Guys, this has been years in the making. I'm so happy. Okay, bye! See you at the next party!